This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Boo. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget about the Saturday morning special. You know, we've been so focused on tonight. In fact, 12 hours from now, the doors open on Alice in Winterland. Oh my God, I can't wait to get there. That we forget about what happens after. I mean, we've been living our lives for Alice in Winterland. Tomorrow morning, you wake up. It's a fresh new day. You grab your cup of coffee, hit the radio. Or, you know, do the Odyssey app. Ask the kitchen bitch to play us. 6 days a week, Sarah and Vinny, the Saturday morning special, 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show this past week, every Saturday morning on Alicia. Okay, so also, some people will watch TV this weekend, and some people will go to movies. The lucky ones, we all go to Alice in Wonderland. Get there early. Tonight on Peacock, I'll start with the movies that are in theaters. This, you know, have you ever said to someone, I'll watch the first 10 minutes. Let's just watch the first 10 minutes of this movie and we'll decide.
I think people who are associated with me know that's what I do at every single thing I watch.
Right.
I'm hyper.
I'll give it 10 minutes. If it grabs me.
I'm hyper. I can't sit still. Yeah. Anyone who knows me, Christina knows. There's a chance I'm going to just wander off.
Yes.
There's a real good chance.
And sometimes when you're as a family trying to settle on something and everybody's got their own ideas about it, you know, somebody will say, let's just give this one, give it 5 minutes, give it 10 minutes. And then we'll move on to your pick, whatever. So I think this is an interesting thing here. There's a movie out today. It's rated R. It's called Kraven the Hunter. It stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Russell Crowe.
That's the guy that's up for the Bond role.
It is the guy that's up for the Bond role. Although the latest I saw is that he's not getting it, but I didn't see anybody else that they were. There was like a long list of people and they were like, he was in, but now they don't think he's in.
I
wouldn't know. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I saw.
You have all the credibility whenever it comes to Hollywood.
I really don't.
I believe you.
I'm not. I'm like.
You were the Hollywood insider for the Bay Area.
Really? Actually, if that's really sad for you guys, because, yeah, I'm just a lady who likes talking on the radio, whose job became
your humility
look at TMZ.
Is
okay.
Really
this is
something.
I'm not. I'm saying
to admire.
I'm like on the record as hating award shows. I could care less about the Kardashians. I only keep up with them for you guys. Okay, back to this thing I'm talking about here. Kraven the Hunter is the name of this movie. It's rated R. Aaron Taylor-Johnson stars as Kraven. It's an origin story for one of Marvel's iconic villains. I do not know Kraven. Doesn't Kraven mean you're like, you're wild and depraved? You're Kraven. And Russell Crowe is the ruthless father who pushes him down a path of vengeance and motivates him to become the world's greatest and most feared hunter. Kraven, the hunter. So there's a trailer, and there's also the first 8 minutes of the movie. So I put them both up, and I thought, that's kind of genius. If you know that the opening sequence of your movie, which you hope gives away nothing about the meat of the movie, but is enough to get people like, okay, you got me, I'm hooked. Mm-hmm. 8 minutes, you know if you're into that movie or not, most of the time. If you've given it 8 minutes, maybe you'll stick. So they have released the trailer and the first 8 minutes. And I put them up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So yeah, if it sounds like, you know, a lot of people, they love the Marvel stuff. This one's rated R, which they're not all.
So Kraven's a nemesis of Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I was reading this thing that Sony was saying the Spider-Man stuff is S-ing the bed. And that they're canceled, like even Venom, which I think the first Venom movie they made grossed something like $850 million. Like it did well. It was fine. So enough that they were like, yeah, we're doing another one. And it only made $450 million this most recent one.
Is the most recent the third installment?
It's the last one, yeah.
Yeah, no idea. So, but they were like, that was hugely disappointing. It made half of what the first one made. And so, or the last standalone. Was there like a, I don't know the Venom story.
They're all kind of standalone, but he's also from the Spider-Man universe.
That's what I thought. He looks like just a black Spider-Man. Hmm. So they're like canceled. They're like, it's not profitable. They've done a ton of like cartoon spinoffs and stuff too. And I guess they're cutting all that off.
All the multiverse junk.
I don't know how all that's done. The cartoons have been good though.
Mm, I think so too.
With Miles. I don't know.
Right. But it was into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. And the last one ends as a cliffhanger. Mm. Whatever the last one was, I thought it was the second one. It ends as a cliffhanger. Like you go into it thinking this is going to be epic. And it is. But it ends and leaves you going, oh.
So they're probably going to finish that
definitely
one.
Definitely another one.
Well, though that one in particular was successful. I mean, that was a big movie. God bless you. I think they have a lot of side stuff in that universe that they're going to cut the chafe on.
It's like what happened with the Moana thing. I love the first Moana. I had no idea there was a series. Mm. I just didn't know that.
There's a
TV series. And then there's this whole, well, if you watch the series, you'd know where these characters came from. And I'm like, well, I didn't.
Oh, you're saying you go in and watch Moana 2, and if you weren't like fully invested also in the series,
there's a little bit sort of left for you to just go
with.
Were
the girls aware?
No.
Oh.
No, we haven't watched the Moana television show at all. I also believe it's probably great, but it definitely muddies the flow. Like you just... What?
You know, that was one thing about The Boys, which is a great TV show. Uh-huh. I want to say maybe the fourth season just aired.
I didn't even watch it.
Here's why. That's good that you didn't. Because you have to watch Generation V. Mm-hmm. Like, and so Alex, who used to work here, ran the board for years. Alex, let's go. We're all Big Boys fans. It's terrible. We're not recommending it to you. It's gory and wrong. It's Kraven and it's madness. It's so good. If you're a broken, wrong person,
Gen V is
gonna
so
love
good.
It. No, The Boys.
Oh, okay.
Gen V. It's fine. I watched it. It's in that universe. There is an arc. Something is happening in that. It's important. And it turns, and I did not read, I just thought it was sort of like a side piece to the thing. And then it turns out they make assumptions that you watched Gen V. Like you had to have seen that to really know what's going on with this injectable.
Mm. Yeah. So that does kind of, it just, and then I found out the women that wrote the music for the Moana TV show are the same that wrote the songs for. So there's a little continuity there.
Because you were like, I can't believe they didn't get Lin-Manuel.
Well, I definitely felt like, what happened?
Right.
Like, so anyway, that's...
We're a little off topic, but back to Kraven the Hunter, the trailer, and the first 8 minutes of the movie. They're up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Enjoy. That was my bad, because I mentioned, I think the Spider-Man... He's a Spider-Man villain. There's going to be less Spider-Man in your future. Next up,
it only made $400 million
because
they're poor.
Because they're poor, it only made $450 million. Venom did the third one or the second. I don't have no idea. Lord of the Rings: The War of the Rohirrim. This is, the trailer for this is also up. It's an animated adventure set about 183 years before the Lord of the Rings books. It tells the fate of a legendary king of Rohan after a surprise attack by their enemies and their desperate last stand at what would later become known as Helm's Deep. Brian Cox, who I think is the old guy in Succession.
Oh, okay.
He plays Helm Hammerhand, the king of Rohan. And Miranda Otto is it Owen, Ewyn, the shield maiden of Rohan, to serve as the narrator. Okay. Is she the one who winds up killing the guy? And he's like, no man can kill me. And she rips off her helm and says, I am no man.
I don't know that. Wow.
I shall stab you to death now. I might have her mixed up with someone else. That happens. Okay, TV this weekend, the streaming premiere of the second Joker, the one with Lady Gaga and the singing. So that's on Max, whatever that is. Enjoy yourself if that's what you want to watch. There's also something that I've been seeing Taron Egerton everywhere because he's promoting this movie. It's called Carry On. And it's as in the bag that you carry on to a plane with you. And we talked about this. It's a Netflix movie. We talked about it a couple weeks ago because Jason Bateman's also in it. And he's basically, Taron Egerton is a TSA agent trying to outsmart Jason Bateman, who's forcing him to let a mysterious item through airport security for a Christmas Eve flight. Mm. So there's some kind of pressure on Taron, and Jason Bateman's, I guess, a bad guy in this. It's a Netflix thing. Looks good.
TSA agent.
Yeah, he's a TSA guy. The hottest TSA guy of all time.
By the way, we've been getting a couple texts. We need to address these things.
Please do.
There was actually no Moana TV series. The movie was supposed to be a series, and that's how they ended up with Moana 2.
Oh.
So that's from...
Then why is there inexplicable stuff?
I don't know. That's I've gotten that text a few times.
I'm getting confused now because people are writing in that there was a TV series. Whatever it is, I don't know. But it definitely has outperformed anything this year. Moana 2 has.
Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. So Moana 2 was originally planned as a limited streaming series for Disney Plus, but they reworked it into a sequel.
Oh, and then the other text that we're getting, are trying to say.
Yeah, and the other text we're getting a lot of is, Sarah, don't forget to talk about Survivor.
Yeah, yeah, I'm getting through this thing. Totally. Yeah,
people are freaking out.
Don't freak out, you guys. I mean, you know what I'm going to say. I loved it. the streaming premiere of Conclave is tonight. If you've been waiting for this, this is Ralph Fiennes as a cardinal investigating secret political factions. I'll never watch that. I don't care about Pope stuff. But that's on Peacock tonight. On Disney Plus, Elton John, Never Too Late. I put all these up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Some kind of documentary. Friday at, today... 10 o'clock on CBS, the series finale of Blue Bloods. That's quietly been on forever, and it ends tonight. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock on the CW, the 92nd Annual Hollywood Christmas Parade, Jeremy Renner is this year's Grand Marshal, and your hosts include Montel Williams and Dean Superman Kane. They put Superman right in this year, like, oh yeah, that guy. Saturday Night Live, Chris Rock is your host. Gracie Abrams is the musical guest. No idea if anything about that billionaire's party that he stormed out of is going to be mentioned. Probably not. Football, if you want it, that's on all day Sunday. And let's see, 8 o'clock on Paramount on Sunday evening, the fifth season finale of Yellowstone. There's also at 8:30 on CBS on Sunday, an evening with Dua Lipa. It's a 2-hour concert special, where she's backed by a full orchestra at the Royal Albert Hall, includes a surprise duet. It's not a surprise anymore with Elton John, and like an emotional reunion with her childhood music teacher. Sounds great.
You know, she's a hit machine.
She is.
I like her. Fine. I don't understand. I saw the ad for this show that you're talking about and was like, this is who John's all into.
Oh my God. He just loves her. I don't know.
All right. I mean, you know, everybody's got their thing, but
I guess.
What?
Sunday, 10 p.m. Showtime, the series premiere of Dexter, Original Sin.
All right.
There's a young guy named Patrick Gibson who's playing the young version of Dexter Morgan. Michael C. Hall is the narrator, so he is involved in this, and he's the inner voice. Molly Brown from Billions is his sister, Deb, and Christian Slater is their dad. Hmm. There you go. So Survivor. Ball. There we go. Oli, 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 it was great. It was like getting two episodes in one. I felt like what happened in the second one. Now, we talked a little bit yesterday about the first contest and eviction, the competition and eviction. And then as they were going into the second competition and eviction, because they did two kickoffs, I thought, as long as Rachel and Sue talk, they'll know that they can either flush the idol and know that it's there. I don't want to. Should I worry about spoiling? It is 2 days old.
No. That's my job, is to be the listener that doesn't really know what's going on a lot. So yeah, please spoil.
All right.
Yeah. Say names so we know who the finals folks are.
So Genevieve and Rachel are the favorites to win. Like, I really do feel like if either one of them had made it to the top four, then that person has probably the best shot of anyone else in the top four to make it. So they take you down to four now on Survivor, so that one person gets immunity, and they basically pick who they want to come with them for sure to the top three. The two leftover people make fire. It's a contest to see who can get a fire going fast enough to burn through a little rope and flip their flag up. That person is now the third person. The other person goes to the jury. They're on the jury. They're going to help decide. They've lost that competition, but this third person has won their way into the final three, and the final three give their arguments, and that's how it all works. So my feeling was, and it seems like Rachel and Genevieve, who are the people who are sort of marked to win, they also agree that it's going to be one of them. And I really did. It wasn't until the other competitors were like, yeah, we're right here, as you guys are talking about how, well, you know, you're the best frenemy I ever had. You got to go because you're the only thing in the way of me winning. And everyone else is like, what about me? I'm here too. And I'm thinking, well, you guys are deluding yourselves, but because it's too late for you to get them both out.
Because I also have the same feeling exactly about that conversation they had.
Yeah.
And they did have it right in front of the other players. And then they went to a challenge and they were the only two competing. The other three people who'd just gotten done bitching about how dare you assume you're the only two players here, those other three people sucked out loud during the challenge and got throttled. It was there was no one.
They did not figure into that
except
challenge at all.
The two ladies. So I was with them. The bad players, the sucky players that deserved to lose. I was with them. I was like, oh my God, listen to these two go on and on about how you're my nemesis.
But they're actually kind of cute. I mean, it's not cute if you're
sitting there.
Right. It was cute for me. I didn't even realize, because I guess in my own head, I'm like, yeah, none of those other people has a chance.
Right. No, they did. And then they proved it out at the challenge. It was one of the two ladies who we expect to win.
And they were, that could have gone either way.
Right.
That looked like it took a long time. They had this stacking challenge. You're standing on this. You have to use these tongs to stack balls. And it's like balls. You have to stack the balls, and in between, there's these little like platformy things where they fit top and bottom onto the balls. So the balls fit into it. So you're making this weird ball stack. It's a stack of balls. And you have to kind of do it. You have to reach over with your ball or your little stacker.
Balls.
And you're standing on a sort of spring-loaded balance beam board. It looked really hard. You see when Teenie first got on that thing, her legs, she's like, I'm like, oh, she's out of it.
Yep.
Surprise. Anyway, it looked like it took a long time. It looked hard. I love Survivor so much. And I really think that they have done, if you fell off it 10 years ago, go back. It's so, they've really added a lot of things that matter and work.
So who were the final four?
So hold on. I would just want to say my favorite part was watching what's the lady's name? Not Genevieve.
Oh, Rachel?
Rachel. My favorite part was Rachel's in this position where she's now, she has an idol that will save her.
Yes.
She's good.
Yes.
She's just, you know, there's a barring any kind of lightning strike. She just has to stay alive.
Yes.
And it's
I know what you're going to talk about.
And she goes to tribal, and there's all this talk about, and Andy is like someone who earlier in the day, that she actually says, well, I was at my funeral all day because everyone is telling me I'm a dead man.
Yep. Everyone's being so honest with me.
Oh, you're voted out. And Andy at one point starts trying to manage her like, well, you're the best player and that's why we've got to get rid of you.
Right.
I want you to know that I really do feel a connection to you. And meanwhile, this lady is sitting on an idol and she's
listening.
They don't know it. She's listening to him make this bed. And it even changes her mind. She's like, well, I was going to get this one guy, but now I'm getting Andy.
Yeah, because he made some pretty strong arguments. I actually, my note on that is Andy sinks his own ship.
Yep.
Andy is so sure that he's got this and she's going. And he would be right if she didn't have an idol, but she does. And she's just letting him talk. And he talks himself right out of that game.
Yep.
And she's even saying, even as he was saying it, John's like, oh man, he's telling her the whole, he's telling her everything he did and all the stuff. And he's actually kind of making, this is a guy who, by the way, is a mess. Like,
he's a head case.
He is a head case. The first couple episodes of this season, I was like, save this guy from himself. Get this guy out of here. He has put it back together, but he did it too well and then told the best player in the game everything he's been doing.
I'm gonna have to take you out. Sorry about that. You're really good. And she's just sitting there. And so then my favorite moment is when they're in this the tribal.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there and she's sitting on this and they're all still talking. Like, well, we've got it. She's really good.
Yeah,
we gotta
she's
get rid
amazing,
of her.
Man.
And then when it's her turn and it's if anyone has an idol to play and she goes, Jeff. And they're like, she's got an idol. She just fully gets to stand up. She's not really a strutting type, a little on the nerdier side, but still.
Nerdy but great.
Gets to just stroll up to Jeff, hand the idol to him. This is an immunity idol. Mm. And all of them are like, uh-oh.
I wonder whose name she wrote down because that person's going home. And then I really thought that, and we won't, this will be it because we're pretty late now. Genevieve fumbled hard. I feel like, because she made an idol. She made a fake idol. And the only two people who knew about it were her, at this point in the game, were her and this guy, Sam. And Sam, John goes, as soon as the one person got kicked out, John goes, Sam's only play is he has to tell everybody else about that idol. It's because then they'll know that they can get her out that, because otherwise it's going to be Sam. And so he does. And Genevieve needed to say, okay, thank you for your desperate move. But it's like she didn't think about the possibility that he would try to save his own ass. Which is, I mean, if everyone's trying to save their own ass on that show.
Yeah, but you don't know if someone's going to sell you out or not.
But it was, to me, if I'm Genevieve and I'm supposedly such a great player, I would be thinking through all the things that could happen. And who else knows that this is, she thought, I'm perfectly safe because I have what isn't an idol. And they're not going to vote for me because they don't want me to play my idol and for one of them to go home. But I knew that if Rachel had won immunity, Sue had an idol. Nobody knew that Sue had an idol. And I thought, as long as those two talk and Sue goes, don't worry about it, I'm also safe. You and I, we pick whoever we want. Let's just put the votes on Genevieve, because if that is a fake idol, like we've been told, then she goes home. And if it's not a fake idol, there's a revote and neither one of us can get voted for. I'll have played my idol. You have immunity. So that must be what happened, because that is how it went. It's been really good. And so I guess there's only one more week. It's the finale is this coming Wednesday.
So who's the final four?
The final four are Rachel, because Genevieve exited. Rachel, Sam, Teenie, and Sue.
Okay.
Teenie is
going to the end for sure because she's the one that she's their dead meat.
Yep. She has openly admitted to the jury, I had no idea who was getting voted for, and I haven't had any idea who to vote for, and no
she's
one tells
young
me anything.
And she says it. She's like, I'm young. I have my friends all know. I say,
also, she's a drunk, man.
I step
like,
in
girl,
it too much. Yes, she is.
She loses her mind anytime there's any booze. She's like, give me that. I'm going, she's like hammered half the show. Whatever this, I'm like, lady, You take it down a peg. You're on national TV. Maybe she is.
Oh, how I would love to see you on that show, though.
Oh, no. It would be bad. It'd be very bad. Oh, man. I always think to myself, that would be the challenge. If you got food on that show, if you won a reward thing and there was food and wine, you'd have to say no to the wine or the, you know, any drink. You just have to do it because you'll be hammered. One glass of wine, you'll be hammered.
But you wouldn't.
I might, but I'd try, but I wouldn't. So the food though, you have to be like your body's like, put all of that in me.
Yeah.
Get it in my mouth. And you can't do that. They all apparently overstuff themselves and get sick. Like that would be the challenge, is just eat a little. Just fill your belly and try to eat the stuff that's going to pass easily. Like
none of us
do that one piece of steak. That piece of steak was so huge.
Very few of us, I should say, actually, like I'll say I'm starving. I'm not starving.
Right.
I'm never starving.
No, literally. I'm hardly even ever really hungry.
Ever go. Like, I realize there are people in poverty situations that aren't getting enough food.
Right.
I preface
truly
my
state. Hungry,
yeah.
Truly starving.
But I'm not. I can miss a meal and I can be like, oh no, I'm grumpy. Wah. But I'm not starving. They're starving.
Yes.
That's very few of us actually experience starving, and they are. And I can imagine you just go, I don't care.
I've been thinking
about food for days.
Give it all to me. I'm going to just mow it into my head hole. Yeah. All right. I'm totally out of time. That was fun, though. I always like to talk about it. Survivor, everybody. Happy Friday. And tonight is Alice in Winterland. What's coming up?
Well, it is Friday the 13th, so I have some things about that and love after these. Oh.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Sing it, Maddie.
My heart, na na na, quit playing games with my heart.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good in concert, too.
Oh, how many times have you seen them?
Twice.
Oh. Like, when you were a little boy?
Saw them yes, when I was a young lad, but I saw them a couple years ago as well, but man, they just put on a great show.
Oh, I bet. Great. I mean, like, you know. Got all these hits.
I love the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that, Vinny? You like that?
I did, very yes. much so. Yes, thought, thank you. I'm a really big fan.
All right. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. If you're going to Alice in Winterland, get there early. The doors open at 7 and the show's at 8.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation kicked in $100,000. Toward recent renovations at the newly reopened Sulphur Creek Nature Center in Hayward.
Oh, wow.
Visit Sulphur Creek this fall and go to FremontBank.com today. Here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
We had rain this morning and you might still be seeing some now. We'll get a break through most of the day and the rain will be back later tonight.
After you're already at Winterland.
Yes. Okay. Speaking of, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
And it is, in fact, Alice in Winterland Day. With the doors open at 7. That's when I'm going. Mm. I'm going early. My family, I realize that because of the drive and the possible traffic, most likely my family's going to go eat while I get to the venue early. I'll be roaming around. Come say hi. Mm. Or don't. I mean, you don't have to, but no. I'm saying if you'd like
to. The staff will be there at 7. We'd love to welcome you in and say hello and take pictures and give hugs.
Whatever you want. Not whatever, but, you know, within reason.
Right. I mean, you know, keep it above board.
Right. The Niners lost last night. I actually watched the fourth quarter, like the final 5 minutes from my bed. Well, we've got 11 seconds. Can we get a Hail Mary? We cannot. The
okay,
end.
Great.
TV
it's
off.
Over.
Good night, everybody. Yeah. Fudge.
Fudge.
It is Friday the 13th.
Oh, tell me everything.
Don't trip out.
I'm not.
There are some good things happening. Here are some of them. There's a Mega Millions drawing for $670 million tonight. I'm buying a ticket.
Yeah. I'm
according to the Mega Millions website, 7 jackpots have been won on Friday the 13th, including a $1.3 billion jackpot in January of last year.
Oh, I remember that. Remember how crazy that was?
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift turns 35.
Oh.
She was born on December 13th, 1989. I know you Swifties know that, but.
Yeah. So she gets some Friday the 13th birthdays. That's nice. I always like when the 13th falls on a Friday. It's just so fun.
Other
special.
Notable birthdays on Friday the 13th, or December 13th, I should say, include Tom DeLonge from Blink-182, Jamie Foxx, Steve Buscemi, and Dick Van Dyke turns 99 today.
Sweet.
SpaceX is planning a couple unmanned launches today. First up, they plan to launch a rocket on a Starlink mission from California around 2 p.m. Eastern. And then they plan to launch the Falcon 9 rocket from Florida tonight around 10:30 Eastern.
Oh.
So there's some stuff happening. And then, of course, Alice in Winterland at the Paramount tonight. Mm-hmm. We'll see you there.
It's going to be so fun.
This story is super interesting to me. You might hear it and think, dumb. So let's see what you think.
Okay.
A couple in Pennsylvania got married this week.
Well, that's nice.
Almost 50 years after they got divorced.
Oh. Oh.
Faye Schober and Robert Wenrich originally tied the knot in 1951.
Wow.
They had kids before splitting up in 1975. And they
so
both,
they did 24 years together.
They had
raised
a
raised children.
Almost anybody would say, that's
well done.
That's a run.
Yeah.
You know, relationships are hard. You make one work for 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they divorced in 1975. They both married other people, but their spouses have since passed away.
Oh.
Robert says, Faye was, quote, the first love of my life. I never thought I'd get her back. Oh. And now that I did, I'm not wasting any time. I will never stop humping her. He didn't say that part. I added that.
Well,
but I mean, that's what
dude,
he
so,
meant.
Right. In his,
you know,
in his
guys
mind, he
read
was.
Between the
right.
line, guys are always like, I love you so
oh,
much.
Hump it away most every
you
day.
You know what we need to do?
Hump.
Their wedding was Sunday. Their daughter says, they're like two teenagers in love again.
Well, that's sweet.
It's just nice.
It is really sweet.
And did you say their ages? Because they've got to be pretty damn old. Oh,
that's them.
Look how cute they were in the 50s when they first got married.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. So are they 100? Like, how old are they?
I don't have their exact ages, but I mean, you can imagine.
I guess
imagine
they could be in their 90s, right? Say they were 20 or so.
They married
in 1951.
In 51.
Right.
You know, that's the thing.
They're in their 90s then, right?
Right.
I mean, you'd think.
Either way. They're back in love.
That's wonderful. Good for them. I really wish their actual uglies will be bumping together for at least 5 to 7 more years.
You know how you say you hate kissing because you've just kissed the same guy for so long?
I don't say I hate kissing. I just said we don't like lay around making out like I did when I was 15 years old. But I don't hate kissing at all. I love the kiss. I always say I love the kiss. The kiss is the thing. The kiss is it. I'm waiting for the kiss in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. And then you say, oh, I don't kiss John, though. Yeah.
I don't say that. I get it. You're jealous. You want me to say that. I hate it. I only wish that I could kiss you, Vinny.
My point is...
I'm trying to give you a Christmas present here and you're ignoring me.
My point is... I wonder if she's like already back over it again.
Oh, the lady?
The lady.
She definitely is.
Or
yes.
If she's like, it feels like we never ever kissed. It's like the first time again.
Right. Because now I got old lips and it just like they're thin and my dentures get pushed around a little bit when he's kissing me. And yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Anyway, I love that story.
I love it too.
And if you love love. There it is. Divorced
love, love.
In the 70s and back together and remarried now.
50 years later.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Ah, fast facts.
You know I love fast facts. You don't have to ask twice.
Fast facts. If someone says you're eating like a whale, don't worry. They're totally exaggerating. A blue whale can eat over 20 million calories on an average day.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And that doesn't count Thanksgiving.
And don't they only eat those little microscopic plankton-y things, krill and krill or something? Mm. Like they just, I think they have something called a baleen.
Yeah.
And they open their mouth up and they let the water go through.
You weren't close enough to the, well, or were you? Did you ever go whale watching as a kid?
Oh my God. Yeah. Whale watching is fully a thing in the Atlantic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. Yeah. But wasn't like, you know, there was like a school trip or something.
Right.
I didn't,
no, that's
I never
what I'm
was
thinking
like
of.
Seeing whales from the beach, but you'd
no,
go
I
out.
No, I understand.
The, yeah.
But you guys would as a class.
Because here you can see them from the beach.
I am in the ocean with them.
Yes.
It happens where I'm like, oh my gosh. I have to go in, get my camera, and then come back to the beach to take, because they're like breaching.
Yeah.
Not necessarily doing the jump that you see.
The jump and fall.
But they'll come up and be, or straight up, and you're like, they don't get air, but they're like straight up.
Do you think that they do that just to have a look around?
I really believe.
That they're playing?
You can't believe the size of these animals when you're in the water with them or around them. And I really believe they might be the most gentle, beautiful animals on the planet, in my opinion.
So this is why whales breach. One is communication, to communicate to over other whales in long distances.
Oh, like to slam their body down, like, hello.
We're here.
Okay, got it.
Social bonding, territorial claims, parasite removal. And it's also a play behavior. They do it to play.
So they're not like just trying to periscope up and be like, hey, who's around
well,
over here?
That's what I'm talking
here?
About is more like a periscope up. And I do think that they're letting you know they're there.
Mm.
And
careful of me.
I don't know why, considering how humans have treated the animals of the sea for however many years, you'd think they'd go, oh, that guy's a jerk. Let's just go ahead and swim away.
People, let's get out of here.
People in general, right. They seem to, in my opinion, be so gentle.
Well, it always feels to me like there's some curiosity there. Mm-hmm. Like they don't just take off. Like if you are walking in a river and there's a little school of little minnows or whatever, they get the out of there. They're all like, ah, let me out of here. There's people walking around. But like a whale kind of hangs. Like the few times I've seen whales, there they are. Just they're not actively trying to get away. There's no...
I love them.
I think there's a curiosity. That's why I think, you know, whaling happens. Because you would think one whale
run
would get
it.
Whaled.
Dive.
And they'd all be like, well, we're never going near another
catch
boat again.
Catch your breath and dive, dummy.
Right. Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. But I know that also a lot of the porpoise or dolphin, depending on where you're at, they come around too and they're very playful. Mm. And even the sea lions and sea, they periscope up right next to you.
Like, hey, what'd you do? Like, what's going on? It's just me. Don't worry about it. It's fine. I know I smell bad, but
I didn't mean to scream, but now I'm that guy among other people in the... Yeah, that. Well, he surprised me. What? Anyway. Violent crime... We're in fast facts.
Oh, we're moving on. Okay,
violent crime rates in the U.S. have fallen by a quarter over the past two decades since their high in the early 1990s.
That's interesting. It's just that you hear about everything.
Everybody's always worried. Mm-hmm. And yet... Bill Nye the Science Guy doesn't have any degrees in any of the traditional science fields. He graduated from Cornell University in 77 with a degree in mechanical engineering.
Huh. Well, he is, I mean, Cornell is a pretty esteemed school, right? So clearly a smart guy. I mean, he's got an engineering degree. That's good. But it is funny to name yourself the science guy. And you're like,
You can't prove it.
Right.
Mangoes were so popular in the 60s and 70s in communist China that when a guy compared them to sweet potatoes, he was put on trial for malicious slander and executed.
I'm sorry, what year did that happen? And you said the 60s and 70s?
Mangoes were so popular in the 60s and 70s in communist China that when a guy compared them to sweet potatoes, he was put on trial for malicious slander and executed.
Good.
Okay.
I mean, sweet potatoes are the worst. Like, that's a terrible comparison.
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there were other people just didn't like this guy and they were looking for any reason to murder him.
You think that's it?
I do. I All think right. that, you know, if your son made some dumb comparison, you'd be like, no, you dummy. You don't put him on trial and report him to the yam police or, I don't know, the mango. I don't understand what's going on there. But that seems, it seems like there's more to that story.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Good morning, friends. Can you please wish our mom, Emma Espinoza, a very happy 61st birthday? Her daughters, Natalie and Melissa, love her very much.
What's Emma Espinoza? Is that the name?
Emma Espinoza. Melissa said she loves you more than Natalie does, but, you know, maybe they can fight over that off the radio.
Yeah. Have a fight about that in front of your mom. And just ask her first, who does she love more? Emma, happy birthday. Many happy birthday, returns. And happy Friday the 13th birthday and Taylor Swift birthday.
Your kids didn't write that, by the way. I just added that. They love you.
Oh, you're just an esterer.
I'm instigating.
Yeah.
Your mom would always say that. You're an instigator.
Well, my grandma used to call me a fornicator.
Oh.
Isn't it fun when your family calls you names?
Well, I mean, really, the instigator would come out after my little brother would start crying.
Oh.
Make him stop saying stuff.
Which little brother? Jan?
Jan, yeah. Mm-hmm. This was when we were very young.
I see.
There was no third brother yet.
Yeah. Well, you were 10 when Nikki was born?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's see here. Some scientists attribute the drop in violent crime to the removal of lead from gasoline.
What?
A lot of people were walking around with mild lead poisoning.
They do say it affects you mentally. Lead.
Mm.
That's very surprising.
Yeah, that is. I hadn't heard that, or I don't know. But
I used to use fully leaded regular gas in most of my cars until probably like the end of the 80s. I had a big Suburban that I just have to stand there. I love the smell of gas too, so I'd sit there smelling all the, just getting all the lead in me.
You love you the get smell the, of gas.
Oh
huh?
my God, I love the smell of gasoline. Love it. The end.
Okay.
There's no other thoughts there because of the lead.
415 says, please say the name of the company that sends mail packages again.
Hang
what was
on.
It called?
It's called FunDelivered.com. This is a story that Vinny did earlier. I'll post this up later. After I get my package.
You're going to do that.
I'm going to try and do it.
I think it's cute.
I think it's really cute, too.
It's fun.
650 says, there's never a last one of these movies. Who are you kidding?
Oh,
Spider-Man, all of them. You're right. They're going to just rebake it and go, you know what we need to do? Start the franchise over again.
Right. Let's just start from zero again.
We'll get it right this time.
Yeah.
Okay, Batman. Whatever. Right?
Yes. Totally. I mean, how many times do I need to see that? Like, how about just think up a different origin story? Like, have a whole different, like, you're going to go metaverse. Like, this is how Batman happened on this other planet in another universe.
Here's a wild idea.
All right.
This is going to blow your mind.
Don't even say it out loud, Vinny.
I'm going to anyway.
No.
I have to.
No.
I have to let it out.
What do you think? This is another universe?
How about a writer sits down and makes up his or her own completely new superhero that no one has ever seen or heard. You just write a new story that no one's ever heard before.
Oh my God. You're crazy.
Just blew my mind.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Vinny.
How would that be?
That never happens. All right. What are you living in the multiverse?
Fine.
Come on.
What's coming up in the trash?
The Billboard Music Awards. Was Taylor shut out? She wasn't.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.